FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Government considering getting investors for building chips locally.
Economist calls for urgent alignment of the National Development Plan to sustainable economic recovery.
In international news, Mali troops blame Russian advisors for rise in violence.
In sports news, first-time CHAN finalist Madagascar steps into the line then as they face Morocco.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
Former Iteji Teji members of parliament, Grefford Monde, has questioned UPND government's claims that it has achieved 80% of the promises the party made in opposition, saying the ministers who are acknowledging such claims are not aware of what Zambians are going through. Speaking when he featured on the political podcast, Mr. Monde noted that while the ministers are living comfortable, they should not think all Zambians are living the lavish life as them. The former lawmaker, who also served as fisheries and livestock minister under late President Edgar Lungu, said Zambians have been subjected to real poverty under the current government, stressing that it has failed to lower the cost of living. Mr. Monde believes the Kwenyu slogan, a new tick for development, is mockery to the Zambian people.
Transport and Logistics Frank Tayali says the government is considering getting investors for building ships locally to reduce the cost of marine transport. Speaking during a working visit in Mpulungu District in Northern Province, the minister, who was checking on infrastructure at Mpulungu Port, operated by Mpulungu Harbour Corporation Limited, stressed the need to have ships built locally. He told Mpulungu Harbour Board and Management that Zambia is facing stiff competition from neighbouring countries that are already building their vessels locally. Mr. Tayali said he proposed to the Ministry of Finance in the 2026 national budget to zero-rate importation of equipment and materials needed for building ships and other marine vessels. He said government can help reduce competition by lowering the cost of transportation, which includes extending the Tanzania-Zambia Railways Tazara line to Mpulungu Harbour from Seluka.
Now, we also know how we can incentivize these companies. We need to perhaps propose to the Minister of Finance. I think that this is an imperative. I am aware of our neighbors, Tanzania, moving fast and furious in that regard, and that they are working on two ships that they may be launching. Better late than never. And so I think that in the next budget cycle, I shall be proposing to the Minister of Finance that we do this and see how we can attract. But I do.
And Mpulungu Harbour Board Chairman Phyllis Stones and Shimunia said the upgrading of the harbour will create capacity and increase interest among business entities. He proposed that government create a multi-facility economic zone in Northern Province that will help boost business for the harbour. Meanwhile, Mpulungu Harbour Corporation Managing Director Katowa Kabunda affirmed the harbour had a lot of potential to increase its revenue base once capacitated.
In another special development, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Malinga has called on professionals to embrace artificial intelligence and other innovations in order to enhance efficiency and meet global standards. Minister Malinga says embracing technology remains crucial if Zambia and Africa are to remain competitive in a rapidly changing global economy. He also urged financial experts to help bridge the gap between financial literacy and financial knowledge, stressing that this is a key to building a stronger economy. The minister further encouraged collaboration between professionals and governments to make access to finance easier and cheaper for businesses.
People understand what finance is, and we lack financial literacy. Financial literacy is not necessary. The president talked about how we are engaging WICA and the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry on the aspect of enhancing trade through the African Network Preferred Area. The age of industrial and digital transformation is here. We are to get through a pivotal era marked by rapid industrial change, digital innovation. It is within this context that Zambia's industrialization agenda is taking shape, grounded in forward-looking policies that harness technology, giving resilience, and expand opportunities. Let's chart the way forward on how we can make access to finance affordable. Let's embrace artificial intelligence. Whether we like it or not, we come to transform lives. And we need to move alongside it. Efficiency is what we need.
Meanwhile, Zika President Yande Mwenye says African countries must remove barriers to trade and allow accountants to work freely across borders. She explains that Zika is working with COMESA, SADC and the African Continental Free Trade Area, ACFTA, to create agreements that will boost economic growth and opportunities for professionals. Institute of Chartered Accountants, Zika Annual Business Conference in Livingston has attracted representatives from Kenya, Malawi, Botswana and Zimbabwe, as well as leading professional bodies including ACCA and CIMA.
Economist Niza Puri has called for urgent revision of the country's national development plan to align it with the quest for sustainable economic recovery. Speaking within an interview with Parfum Copperbelt Bureau, Mr. Puri lamented the absence of a robust information delivery system that would enable citizens to clearly understand the country's long-term economic projections. He stressed the need for all policies being implemented to be consistent with the aspirations of Vision 2030, warning that failure to do so could result in Zambia lagging behind in key sectors of economic development. Mr. Piri further urged sector players to take proactive role within driving the country's development agenda rather than remaining on the sidelines.
I think the main challenge with the National Development Plan is that there is nothing that forces a government to follow the National Development Plan, because the National Development Plan seems independent of the budgeting process. So what we find is there's a National Development Plan that we all should be working towards, but if each successive government develops their own plan and then adds the item budget. So we need policy that governs how the National Development Plan finds its way into the national budget. So if, for instance, Party A comes in and says we want to develop roads in the northwestern province, meanwhile in that particular period we need to develop roads in western province, what you find is